What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
On Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number one.
This is Five on It with Mark Grody and Marshall Harris. Leila Rahimi has the day off. Here's the first question. The Bears are back at work at Halas Hall today as they prepare for their second preseason game against the Bills. Do you expect a majority of Chicago starters to play against Buffalo? If we see a majority of the starters sit for a second consecutive game, would you have a problem with that?
I would have a problem with it if the majority of the starters sat again in this game. One of my favorite parts of the game on Sunday, which I attended at Soldier Field, was seeing Tyson Bagent connect with Luther Burden. And on a, what was it, a third and 15, and they got 16 yards, and Burden was fighting for the sticks, and that's all he was looking at. And I thought to myself, that's so cool to see the second round pick make a play like that. I sure would have liked to have seen that from Caleb Williams, though, because that's the guy with whom he has to create chemistry, which is something that, whether it was Caleb Williams's fault or not last year, guess what he didn't have? Great chemistry with his wide receivers, especially the guy that's supposed to be your number one receiver, DJ Moore. So all day you need to be working on that in a game situation with a clock running. Same thing with Roma Dunze. They drafted Roma Dunze in the first round, and it was just, it didn't feel like 800 plus yards last year from Roma Dunze. So those are the reasons why I want to see these guys play. And Ben Johnson said it early. I heard it. I listened. I take this man seriously. He said it is a race to the season. When you sit your starters, if you do it 2 weeks in a row, that doesn't feel like a race to the season to me at all. Play these guys for a quarter.
I would not have a problem necessarily. I don't know if that's the right word, if he doesn't play his starters in that game. I would have questions, though, because my next question is, like, does that mean they're not playing at all in the preseason? Because I can't envision them playing in preseason game number three, right? Can't see that. And so if you're not playing them, either you feel like they're not ready or you feel like they are all the way ready. And we know if we're choosing between those two things, it's probably they're not ready over they're all the way ready. I think you need to see that offensive line together doing things. And that's just as big a piece of this as the Caleb Williams wanting to see the quarterback play and make sure he's got the connections. Can your offensive line do all the things that you went out and got the individual pieces to come together like freaking Voltron and do? Will they actually jump up like Voltron, or will the left arm fall off? I need to see that in real life. But it, problem, no, because ultimately, hey, Ben Johnson, you the man. It's your team. You know what you're doing, allegedly. So we'll find out together week one under the Monday Night Lights. Not just us, a noon kickoff on a Sunday where it's us in Minnesota. Oh, no. Everyone's going to find out together.
Right. One thing that I don't want too much of either from Ben Johnson is that's what I've done in the past. That's what's worked in the past, sitting the starters, of which he was a part. Obviously, that fell on Dan Campbell's shoulders ultimately. But you want to hear some of that? But hey, man, if this is the Chicago Bears, it's not the Detroit Lions. It can't always be the way you've done it in the past.
Number two.
Switching over to Cubs. Is it time for the Cubs to call up top prospects like Owen Casey and or Moises Ballesteros in an effort to provide a spark on offense?
Yes. The best time to do it was yesterday. The second best time to do it is today. I'll say that. They need guys who have been producing. And if you've been following the Owen Casey journey, let me just tell you, since June 1st, here's the slash line. 343, 438 on base.
This is Casey, by the way.
680 slug.
Uh-huh.
15 home runs over those 48 games. Oh, just yesterday, you say? Okay. How about you hit home run number 20 on a 3-for-5 day with a couple of singles to boot? He has cut his strikeout rate down to 23.3% this year. That's good, because that had been the real big question. Can he make enough consistent contact to make his power count? The answer seems to be yes. Get him while he's hot. That's what they did across town on the south side. I think that's worked out pretty well for Colson Montgomery with the White Sox. Would you agree with that?
Yep, take that chance.
So I think both Casey and Ballesteros, last I checked on him, he was hitting big hits to save the Cubs in series when he was on the major league roster. So couple those things together, get them up, figure it out, Craig Counsell, and let's keep it moving.
I hate the fact that we're down to these alternatives, like in terms of making the team better. I mean, I know there's little things you could do along the way in terms of acquisitions, getting a speed guy and things like that, and maybe there's some creativity to be had. But this question was so much better before the All-Star break or the trade deadline, when there were myriad of possibilities of things the Cubs could do, and they essentially did the minimum in this case. So it kind of stinks that you're down to these two guys to bump your team. I love what you're saying about Owen Casey. The problem is with guys like that, it could go either way. He could come up and strike out every time that he comes up to the plate and not be down with major. Like, think about a lot of guys that have come up and they don't contribute right away.
Don't the Cubs already have guys doing that?
That's very good. Oh, absolutely. I'm just giving the cautionary tale that this could go either way. Like, he could get into the same doldrums that the rest of the current major league team
Mark,
is in.
What did Moises Ballesteros do the last time you saw him?
He hit a shot to the opposite field, cleared them bases, boy. He did.
You know what that was? The last time the Brewers lost a game.
Oh my God. That I was going to say, I am actually more excited right now or thinking that there's more of a guarantee that Ballesteros can be more effective than Owen Casey at this very moment because of his ability to make contact and his last time up, as you said, making hard contact.
Number three.
Five on it on 670. The Score continues with Marshall Harris and Mark Grody in for Layla Rahimi. Robbie Triano is our master of all things audio. And I am executive producer Ray Diaz. And
oh, hey,
I am
Ray.
Declaring that Brewers slugger Andrew Vaughn is public enemy
what?
Number one in Chicago. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I can't say no about Andrew Vaughn, who homered again last night in a Brewers 14-0 win last night for the Brewers. I mean, I get where you're coming from. The Sox are hating it, and like, give me a break, man. When is this going to end? And of course, we are stung by it. May I offer as a possibility, I don't want to take away Ray's heat, because yeah, Andrew Vaughn is a public enemy. Low-key right now, I know everybody loves him, and he says fun things, and he talks about Kyle Tucker's feet and the kid with the blue hair. Pat Murphy's getting to be a little bit of a pain in the ass, too, okay? Because Craig Counsell is supposed to be the one that we're talking about. Instead, it's Pat damn Murphy. So he's a problem.
I have a question, a follow-up question on that, though.
Hey, Ray.
Does the nice nature of Pat Murphy.
Aw, shucks.
The aw shucks nature, does that take away any of the
sting for
you?
That's what I'm saying. Don't be fooled by it. I was fooled by it. I was like, oh, this guy's fun and he's hilarious and he's a Notre Dame guy and he coached Craig Counsell in college and he says fun things about PCA. Get the hell out of here. Put Pat Murphy on the public enemies list now.
I just want to remind Bears. You, number one, that the Brewers have won 26 of their last 30 games and that a huge part of that is Andrew Vaughn, who had a negative 1.8 war in 48 games with the White Sox. He has already, in 27 games, accumulated a 1.3 positive war for the Brewers while hitting 8 home runs and driving in 32 runs in those 27 games. He has been a killer. I think he is public enemy number one because I think you said Murphy from the vantage point of a Cubs fan. But what Andrew Vaughn has the ability to do is to unite the north side, the south side, and say, dang, Andrew, that would have been nice. I don't know, the last time we were in the playoffs, that would have been nice this year, last year, the year before that. They're looking like, why couldn't Andrew Vaughn do this in a White Sox uniform? He needed a change of scenery. He needed a trip back down to the minors. But right now, I think Sox fans and Cubs fans are like, keep Andrew Vaughn, though. Keep him away from us.
Sidebar, if I may, extra question about this. First of all, I don't know this. Maybe somebody could check it out. Where is Andrew Vaughn contract-wise? This isn't a contract year for him, is it? Because that would be amazing to think about what...
No.
If Andrew Vaughn was to keep this going, what he would eventually command, or do GMs and scouts look at Andrew Vaughn and say, this is kind of fraudulent. He was what he was more with the White Sox, and this is not just an atmosphere change.
He's got one more
after this
arbitration year.
Okay.
He's currently on a one-year $4.6 million deal.
Oh, man.
He may earn more than that next year, is my suspicion.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Who do you think, though, to add a bonus question on that, who do you think is the most hated athlete in Chicago sports history? I have mine in my head. But
Probably any name of Detroit Piston. I mean, it would probably be Bill Laimbeer, honestly.
To me, I thought it was going to be Aaron Rodgers off the bat. I think Aaron Rodgers is maybe the most hateable person ever.
You're leaving out Brett Favre's entire career, too, because he was pretty hated by Bears fans as well.
Yeah, I would have to go with a football player.
No, Aaron Rodgers is good. I mean, that's spot on.
No, I'm saying either one of those guys, though.
Yeah.
Rodgers, Favre. Maybe Aaron, because it's not just what he did on the field, but I feel like more people are mad about Aaron Rodgers' off-the-field antics than Brett Favre's off-the-field antics. And let's be clear, they both have off-the-field antics.
Well, the on-the-field antic, though, that Brett Favre never, at least in my memory, never executed was getting picked up on a microphone saying, I still own you.
Yeah, he didn't try to own us. And by the way, honorable mention for all my oldies out there and for my guy Grobber, most hated Chicago athlete, former Packers defensive lineman Charles Martin for body slamming Jim McMahon at one point in time.
That hit.
That was devastating. Through my, again, prepubescent eyes when I saw that, I was like, don't do that. That's my guy.
Wait, give me the pre-voice crack, Grody, again.
I can't believe Charles Martin just body slammed that guy. That was me. I was so upset, and then, Grobber was able to... I think, what did Grobber say? Something like when he died, because Charles Martin died like 10 years ago, and basically Grobber was like, KMA, good luck with your death.
Wow.
I don't remember the exact words, but it was something pretty harsh along those lines.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Number 4.
All right, now to more uncomfortableness with some Brewers talk. The Brewers have now won 11 in a row after smoking Paul Skeens and the Pirates. If they win a 12th straight game, local Milwaukee restaurant George Webb will give away free burgers in a longstanding tradition dating back to the 1940s. It's only happened twice, 1987 and 2018. What would you hope to be given away to Cubs and or White Sox fans if their respective teams were to win 12 in a row? And Cubs, please tell me you got 12 in a row in you.
Wow, Ray is really using this exercise five on it to get out his feelings. Oh, first with the Andrew Vaughn as public enemy number one, now this.
You heard him walking in the hallways earlier. He's just like, give me 12! Give me 12! We're like, settle down, Ray.
A dozen would be nice. I think it's got to be the Chicago dog or the Italian beef, right? Like that. Those are my. That's where I landed on that.
Okay.
And you can pick your poison, if you
will. Yeah. Well, right now, I'm just thinking about what I'm in the mood for right now.
Which is?
So that's what I'm going to do. A Kentucky Fried Chicken box of original recipe thighs. Five of them.
Did you know the potato wedges are coming back?
I didn't know they left. I don't speak KFC. Well,
you're over here speaking it right now.
You're right. Give me five thighs in a box and give me some of them wedges too.
Just straight five thighs in a box. Why that body part? Is that that's your favorite?
I love that.
I think there's no dark meat.
There's no reason to go with anything else than a thigh.
Thighs are more flavorful than any other part of the chicken.
It's like the ribeye steak. It's the fat part. The fat part.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Okay, I like your answer too.
But you
get a biscuit with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Get the biscuit.
I was going for more of a Chicago flavor. I thought the Italian beef Chicago dog thing.
I didn't feel like pandering at this moment. So, yeah.
Listen.
For a Chicago streak, you pick Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I did, didn't I?
Sometimes you have to pander because sometimes people are in their feelings. And I think
That's true.
Cubs fans are in their feelings.
Okay.
Do I need to remind you? Morose.
Oh, yeah.
Resign. Uh-huh. Resign might have been the most painful one because that means you've given up all hope.
Okay, I'm going downstairs.
Apoplectic.
What's this place down here? Giordano's. That's what I would have.
A slice of
Giordano's. That's
maybe a
it.
Personal. A personal?
A personal size Giordano's is what we're giving away. Are you happy now?
I am.
I've left Kentucky. I've come back to the city of Chicago.
That's several states traveled, including Indiana, where the Bears might be playing. Who knows?
Still want them thighs, man.
Number five.
Clipping that for sure. Fifth question on Five on It.
Oh, I do. You could use that in whatever way you want, Robbie.
Don't
careful. Sounds like a threat.
Yeah, it will. Fifth question on Five on It. Wilverhemi and Harris, Mark Rody for Layla, is a life question.
Oh.
What is the proper etiquette with petting other people's dogs? Do you have to ask? Is it rude to ask?
Yeah, I came up with this question because it is a conundrum. Since the pandemic, you know, lots of rules have changed. So I have since the pandemic, maybe I should have been doing this pre-pandemic. I love other people's dogs. If you are out there, I love your dog. I want to pet every dog because I live in a high rise, so I'm on the elevator. So whenever there's a dog, I'm delighted that the dog is going to be there for the trip. And I don't just pet the dog. I ask for permission to pet the dog. Is that the proper etiquette, or is it rude to not just start petting the person's dog because they might get upset that I'm not petting their dog?
How often do they say no? That's my question, first of all, since you're the one asking.
They've never said no. Okay. Nobody's but that's what I. That's why I also put on the question, is it rude to ask? Because you're putting the person in an impossible situation. They're not going to say no. They could begrudgingly say yes. Do people want... This is the question. Dog owners, do you like strangers petting your dogs, or has that changed since the pandemic? I need to know because I want to pet your dog.
If the dog comes up to me and is already rubbing against me, I will pet the dog without asking for permission.
If the owner hasn't done the whole, come here. And my answer to that is always, it's okay. It's okay. Your dog can lick my shins.
But if, I would say this, if I don't know the dog or the owner, I'm always like, oh, I'm Marshall. What's your name? Oh, can I pet that dog? Can I pet that dog? What's your dog's name? Can I pet that dog?
Does your dog bite?
Do you like breaking news?
Yes. You have it for us?
Yes.
Want me to read it? Want to read the thing? Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. What you got?
Ben Johnson. This is according to Courtney Cronin, who covers the Bears.
Crone dog.
Ben Johnson said that everyone is going to play Sunday versus Buffalo in the Bears' second preseason game. That includes, because, you know, everyone is everyone, Caleb Williams
everything is everything.
And the starters who sat out last week. Let's go!
Let's go. And this is no coincidence that this came right after the Five On It question. Right,
I was
right?
just going to say,
that's right.
This is the first time in Five On It history that we've got a resolution to a Five On It question within 19 minutes.
History has been made on the Raheemy and Harris show, and we did it, Marshall.
You know what? I feel so good right now about this news because I've been waiting on it and hoping for it and praying for it. Maybe not praying for it, but I've been hoping for it.
Can we pray? Can we all hold hands?
We need to reward the listener and just give something away.
Oh.
You've already got your big-time Riot Fest tickets. But call or six to the score contest line right now, 312-540-0670. They will win a pair of general admission tickets to see Blink 182, Weird Al Yankovic, Alkaline Trio, Rilo Kiley, The Pogues, and more at Riot Fest Friday, September 19th.
I have been told, too, just as a follow-up to earlier when I was begging for Riot, because, you know, the company is sponsoring Riot Fest this year. I'm not going to say from whom, but somebody of influence from Odyssey Corporation tells me, quote, you will be rioting at the fest, meaning Mark Grody's going to Riot Fest this year.
Who you taking?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to get, hopefully there's two wristbands.
Yeah, there's got to be two. Nobody's going to send you by yourself.
Whatever is in, usually with concerts, I got to go with somebody that I am completely on par with the music. Not a get to know you person. Not a let's have a conversation. Let's go somebody who's into the music. That's what it's going to be.
That's how I am whenever right? I get like baseball tickets or whatever. I'm like, I'm not bringing somebody who's not going to appreciate this experience.
Exactly. Or yes, I used to make the mistake in life, and maybe you do and still do, of taking a first date to a baseball game.
Why would you do that?
Worst thing I could have ever done.
And actually, first date for a baseball game, if you know each other, is not bad because the baseball serves as a background, and you can have conversation freely and, you know what I'm saying? But as a first date of someone you don't know,
right.
and you don't know if they actually like baseball,
it's a waste.
That's a bad idea. That's like going to the movies on a first date. You're not going to learn anything.
Oh, that's so true.
You're not going to learn anything.
So true. You're not going to learn a thing.
Stick with us for more dating advice.
Amen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.